Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug is awesome, and if you remember him as a longtime writer at Cleveland.com and Napoleon Dealer, and just a great mind to have a conversation with, and I want to have a big one about college athletics and where a lot of things are going, because right now there are a ton of moving parts, and a lot of guys are in places that they are uncomfortable with, and they're not happy about it, and so I just wanted to talk to somebody who is a lot smarter than I am, which there are a ton of out there. But the one who responded back to me was Doug LaMaurice, so I guess he just tolerates my nonsense the best. But before we get there, I promised you a plan. Miles Garrett's asking for a plan. Joe Batonio is saying, I might retire, I might not retire. But it'd be really nice if I had a plan to make that decision if I would retire. Denzel Ward coming out going, yeah, if you're going to give Miles and Joel look at that plan, I'd like to see it too, if you don't mind. Folks, I feel like we're on two paths. Path A, thread the needle. Path B, blow it up. So here's the plan that I have. And you can call it the Manigan plan if you so desire. I don't like trading Hall of Fame players. That's just the standing that I'm in. I don't like trading Hall of Fame players, especially when they're in their prime. I don't like trading Hall of Fame players. Keep that in the back of your head as you hear this plan. I don't think it's productive. I would rather have the proven commodity over the magic beans. That's just how I operate. To me, draft picks are trade chips. I can't stand trading things for draft picks. I can't stand the idea of having like, okay, here's your handful of magic beans. Now you can go scout and figure it out. Oh, by the way, there's like a 45% hit rate in the first round, and then it slowly decreases every round from there until you hit like the fourth round, and it's the equivalent of holding dice and just throwing it. Like, it's kind of what it feels like after a while. So here's where I am with this. I am telling the three of them that Deshaun Watson is not the quarterback of the future for this team. I am telling the three of them that he is going to be in the locker room. I am telling the three of them that he might be on the practice field. But I'm also telling the three of them that he's going to be inactive every week. I'm telling the three of them that we are going to help him with the recovery of Deshaun Watson. We are going to do all of those things. But moving on from his contract is a detriment. It would tank this team. It would send us down path two, and I don't want to go down path two because I think there's enough talent on this team to not have to go down path two. So, I'm keeping him around. I'm yanking the lever on that contract. I'm kicking the money down the road. And I'm going to use that to turn around and bring in a veteran quarterback. The guy of my choice would be Derek Carr. I think the Saints are going to move on from Derek Carr. I think they are starting to lean toward finally tearing this thing down after trying to contend for, goodness, close to 15 years. If that is the case, Derek Carr is my guy. The other one you could talk me into would be Kirk Cousins. If Kevin Stefanski walked up and pounded the table and said, I want Kirk Cousins, I'd go, great. That, sure, let's go get Kirk Cousins. Guy that he had success with 5 years ago. I am not the biggest Cousins fan. I think that Achilles injury may have done him in. He was never the most mobile guy to begin with, but now he really isn't mobile. And it just seems like Father Time is starting to catch up to Kirk Cousins. But if that's who Stefanski wants to do this, then that's what we're going to do. Maybe Gardner Minshew do anything for anybody? I don't know. Uncle Rico will always bring a smile to my face because every time I see him, I think of Mike Leach. And so I will always have a soft spot for Uncle Rico. But the whole idea of that is I want that guy here for a year. I want that guy here for 2 years. I'm not looking for a long-term solution in a veteran quarterback. I am looking for somebody that I can bring in to bridge the gap. I'm not taking a quarterback in the first round of this draft. It's not happening. I would either go Abdul Carter from Penn State, or I would go Mason Graham from Michigan. The two defensive linemen, those are the two guys that I have watched this season and have jumped off the screen. Like, just seem like the guys that I continue to see and go, whoa, that guy. He looks faster than everybody else. He looks, especially Mason Graham. Mason Graham is my number one on that. He looks stronger than everybody else. Like, and I'm telling Myles Garrett, I go, that's your solution. We're going to beef this defensive lineup. Because if I could beef this lineup, all of a sudden everything on this defense can take a step forward. I didn't love the idea of bringing the band back together last year because I think you need at least one or two to three new assets in there that you can go, we're winning it for him. I want this idea coming from here. I want this over here. I want this young guy here. Like, I like that concept of bringing in new blood. I don't love bringing the band back together. And so we would tinker on the defense as well, but more than anything else, we would continue to beef that offensive line and get more speed, more talent, because again, as everybody in Cleveland will tell you, I agree with every last bit of it. As every smart football person will tell you, you win in the trenches. Win in the offensive side of the ball, you win in the defensive side of the ball, and it's right in the line in the trenches. Quarterback makes life a lot easier as well, but offensive lineman, keep that guy upright. I'll take a quarterback later in the draft, but we're not taking one in the first round. It's not happening. I'm looking at Myles Garrett, and I'm saying we're gonna invest. Again, I'd go Mason Graham at defensive tackle. If you want Abdul Carter, fine. But I'm putting a veteran on the other side of Myles Garrett as well. Maybe a Khalil Mack. If there's another pass rusher out there, Josh Sweat is out there, who I've always kind of liked from the Eagles. He's been a little on the up and down side, but I've always kind of liked him as well. And that's what we're doing. And I'm running this thing back. And I'm running back with Kevin Stefanski. And I'm looking him dead in the face and going, is Ken Dorsey your guy? Is Ken Dorsey who you want here? Is this your offense? Because if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down with the reason I hired you, which is your ability to lead and your offense. You hire an offensive-minded coach so that you can get his offense. It's the reason you do it. It would be the equivalent of hiring Sean McVay and saying, you know, North Turner would look pretty good with you as well. Like, what? You hired me because you liked my offense. So that's the other side of this. I'm bringing back Kevin Stefanski. Because I like the known commodity that I have. I know that a chunk of people out there, I hate his press conferences. He says the same thing every single week. I'm not hiring an entertainer. We're not hiring James Brown. I want somebody who could coach football players. You could be the most boring human being on the face of this earth. If you can motivate people and you can coach football and you can coach scheme, great, you're here. And I think Kevin Stefanski is that guy. I know some of you have issues with his play calling. I get it. But you have issues with everybody. Everybody has issues with every single coach, every single play caller in the league. We've played this game more times than we can count. You could go to Green Bay right now and you'll see people complaining that Matt LaFleur doesn't run the ball enough. You could go to Kansas City right now and you'll see people complaining that Andy Reid doesn't call timeouts at the right place and he doesn't run the ball enough. You can go to Baltimore right now and you will have people yelling at John Harbaugh about, for some reason, why does Todd Monken's offense slow down and fall apart in these certain situations and he loses his way. Everybody has this. Detroit will yell about Dan Campbell fourth down decisions. Nobody's perfect. You're not going to find the perfect coach. But you got a pretty darn good one here. And I'm bringing him back. And I'm bringing Jim Schwartz back. I'm leaving everything where it is. The only thing that you could talk me into if you wanted to would be moving on from Andrew Berry. I'd listen to that conversation. I could make that move. It makes sense, sure. But even if they came back and said, we want to keep Andrew Berry, I think I'd be fine with it. I know his drafts haven't been ideal, but his trades have been outstanding. His free agent signing has been pretty darn good, too. Is the Dustin Hopkins contract a mistake? Yeah. Is the Deshaun Watson contract a mistake? Yeah, but the problem is I can't pin the Deshaun Watson contract extension on just him. It takes a team to sign that kind of deal. It takes a lot of people agreeing on things to sign that kind of deal. I can't take a bad decision and pin it on one person, especially a decision that big. And so that's my plan, folks. That's what I'm telling Myles Garrett. That's what I'm telling Denzel Ward. That's what I'm telling Joe Bitonio. My plan is to continue to try to contend and to treat this year like the year from hell that it was. Is to look at this thing and go, here's what we're going to learn from this. We're going to take away the idea that Deshaun Watson is not the quarterback of the future. We're going to wipe that off the board and we're never going back to that idea. And we're going to start beefing everything up a little bit more. And we're going to make it so that when the injury bug hits, it doesn't completely just derail this whole thing. And we are going to bring in an offensive system that doesn't look like it's trying to be an amalgamation of three different offenses that all won't click together. It looks like you took me and dropped me in the middle of Mexico and told me to have a conversation with someone in Spanish. That's what I feel like watching this offense. It's just clunky. Doesn't work. Doesn't really know the language all that great. We're doing the best we can. We're understanding it. It's better than where it was before. But that's my plan, folks. That's what I got. I'm telling them this and I'm not blowing it up. I'm not trading Hall of Famers. I'm not doing it. I would rather go down in a contending window with the ability that I can put a statue of Myles Garrett out front, with the idea that I can put Denzel Ward into the Ring of Honor as he retires as a Cleveland Brown, that I can put Joel Bitonio in the Ring of Honor as he retires as a Cleveland Brown. Because I still think, A, these guys can play. I'm not paying for was. I'm still paying for is. And B, they help me win. And I've got enough veterans on this team that I can win. And I've got enough talent on this team that I can win. So why am I going to blow this thing up? I would rather keep trying to win. I would rather keep seeing if what we build is a better thing than do continuous teardown. And maybe my number one reason for all of it, folks, and I'm not going to lie to you, I've never believed that the solution to chaos is more chaos. I've never been someone who thinks to himself, well, things are going to hell in a handbasket. Let's shove it further into the depths. Why not? It's already hot. Let's get hotter. I've never thought that was the right answer. I've always thought the right answer was some kind of stability. And this feels like one of those times in life where the old Browns team would choose the path that involves shoving the basket further into the depths to get hotter. Instead of looking at it and going, okay, how can we wheel it back up? 216-474-0092. At the Sports Feller on Twitter, you can get at me with your thoughts as well of what you would do with the Browns. Our buddy Doug Maurice, Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer, joining us next, right here. Dan Madigan in for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Keep it locked in. Kevin Stefanski, 130 today.